This morning I'm going to be talking about things that we should never say out soul winning. And don't get me wrong, I've definitely said a couple of these things on here that we should never say. So that we can all definitely improve, including myself. But I just compiled a list of things that I've heard as well as said that later I realized, hey, I should probably never say that, or that wasn't a good idea for so-and-so to say that. And it's just something for us to all keep in mind. Obviously, we should be careful what we say when we're out talking to people. We don't want to give bad impressions. We want to be nice to people. We want to be sincere with people, you know. So hold your place there in Matthew 28. We'll just, but before I read that scripture, the first thing that I want to mention that we should never say is when you're first talking to someone and you introduce yourself and you introduce the church and you say, hey, we're from Verity Baptist Church. I'm just inviting you out to church or however you say it. And then you ask them, hey, do you go to church anywhere? And they say X church, X, Y, and Z church. And obviously it's not a good church. I've heard time and time again, and I've probably said it myself, I'm sure. The soul winner will immediately respond and say, okay, cool. You know, but the truth of the matter is if they're like, oh yeah, I'm Catholic. And you're like, oh, cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, we should not be saying that. It's not cool. You know, obviously don't tell them, oh no, that's not cool. But don't say it's cool either. We don't want to give them a wrong impression that we think what they're doing is cool. But the second thing I want to kind of go over that's kind of connected to that is I've heard many people say, and I've said it before as well, well, you know, we're not really trying to take you away from your church. But, you know, more importantly than that, and then they'll go into the important question that we need to ask them about salvation. And yes, more important than that, yes, salvation is more important than that. But no, it is not true that we are not trying to take them from the church, because the truth of the matter is that is one of our goals. If you look at Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And obviously that's the main thing, you know, preaching the gospel to them. But notice this, it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So obviously our first goal is to preach the gospel to them and get them baptized. But obviously we need to teach them to to obey all the commandments. And one of those commandments is to go to a good church. So when they obviously are not going to a good church, you know, it's not true for us to tell them we're not trying to take them away from their church. Because ultimately we want to do that. We want to get them saved, get them into a good church, which 9 times out of 10 is away from their church. So that's another thing we should not say is, hey, we're not trying to take you away from the church. You could just say, hey, you know, more important than church or anything, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? Say it like that. You don't have to say we're not trying to take you away from their church. Another thing that I've heard said that when people are on their first point of the gospel presentation, and obviously this person I heard said this didn't mean it literally, but he said it literally. So, but obviously it was still incorrect what he was saying. When he was going over the first point of salvation, he was saying to the person, he was saying, everyone, right here the Bible says, everyone is going to hell. Obviously, that person didn't believe that, but he was saying it like that. So obviously we need to be careful with how we're saying things. Obviously everyone's not going to hell. We need to say rather, hey, everyone deserves to go to hell. Everyone is condemned to that, but it's not true that everyone is going to hell. So we definitely need to be careful on that point. Now, this last one I want to kind of go over is not necessarily, well, this is not the last one, the second to last one. This one I'm not really dogmatic on, but I'll give you my opinion on it, just in my view of this and why I think we shouldn't word the main question we asked them in the beginning this way. But in my opinion, I think that when we ask them the main question about salvation and trying to see whether or not they're saved, I think that we should not use words that in some way lead them to the answer. And so when we ask them about salvation, I don't think that we should say it like this. I don't think that we should say, what are you trusting or believing in to get you to heaven? I personally think that that kind of helps people say the right thing sometimes, because I've heard time and time again, people will answer, yes, it's believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, hey, what do you believe in? And they'll say Jesus. But that doesn't mean they're saved. This doesn't at all mean they're saved. I think it'd be better to ask rather, hey, what do you think you have to do to go to heaven? Or what gives you that assurance that you're going to heaven. That way, it's just totally up to them to answer that question, because if you say believe, then they're going to answer it like that. And I say, well, what am I believing in? Well, I'm believing in Jesus. Because I've heard people say believe in Jesus, and then this next sentence, they'll be like, yeah, you got to turn away from your sins. You can't just do anything you want. You know, you got to be willing to serve God and surrender to him, you know. So I think, in my opinion, like I said, I'm not trying to be super dogmatic on this one, but in my opinion, I think we should say, hey, you know, what gives you that assurance that you're going to heaven? Or what do you think you have to do to go to heaven? That way you get at least a potentially closer correct answer to what they actually comes out of their heart, if that makes sense. But lastly, this is the last thing that I want to kind of cover. When you pray with them and right after you pray with them, don't necessarily immediately tell them, hey, you're saved, but rather just kind of say, and again, I'm not perfect. Things I've had to work on in the past as well. But what I personally will try to do is as soon as I'm done praying, say, hey, you meant that, right? And that's just an extra check, just an extra extra check on top of the many other checks that we have as soul owners, just to see, you know, hey, are they being sincere with me? Are they being sincere? Are they being honest? Did they actually mean that prayer from their heart? And that's just something we can say, hey, you meant that right, before we're just immediately saying, hey, you know, now that you're saved, let's talk about baptism. So I hope that will maybe help us consider what we're saying, try to be a little better, try not to slip up. Obviously, we're all going to slip up, of course, like I'm slipping up right up here. But so let's all try to watch what we're saying and maybe never say some of these things again. But let's pray real quick. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have to go out and win souls. I pray that you would just help us to be careful with how we're saying things and what we're saying. And keep us in the right spirit. Fill us with your spirit, Lord, and help us to be bold and not afraid to talk to people. And keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.